Oh yeah, switching speed and power dissipation, and of course the devices were quite different than they are now. They had very high collector resistance, and to keep them out of saturation, you had to work at much higher voltages than you do now. The Philco surface barrier at for a period was the best device you can get your hands on. Very uniform. I guess they etched them to a very specific characteristic. The one problem with them is if they went even slightly above the critical voltage, they would be gone. They were not too reliable from that point of view, but otherwise they were, for a day, a big breakthrough. And then there was a group at IBM, a group which came up with the drift transistor. That's the one that we did most of the work with, and that's the one that the machines were delivered with.